Everyone to either turn off or silence your electronic device. First item on our agenda is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Whitehouse.
And Madam Chair, there are no changes to the agenda as published. However, I would note for any members of the public who are present for conditional use 2065 submitted on behalf of Sussex Materials LLC, that included in the agenda, and the applicant has requested that the public hearings be postponed. They will be re-noticed for a future hearing date, just in case anyone got up and didn't see it was removed from the agenda. So, other than that, there are no changes.
Madam, move that we approve the agenda.
Second.
Thank you. It's been seconded to approve the agenda with comments made. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The next item on our agenda is the approval of minutes, September the 3rd, 2025.
And Madam Chair, unless anyone on the Commission had any other updates, they would be as circulated.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the minutes from September 3rd, 2025.
Second.
Okay, it's approved. Excuse me. Motion has been made and seconded to approve the minutes, September 3rd. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Moving on to other business, the first item on our other business is 2021-31 Black Oak, formerly known as Glenwood. Request to amend conditions of approval.
September 3rd, 2025, the Department of Planning and Zoning received a request to amend conditions of approval for the Black Oak subdivision, a cluster subdivision consisting of 127 single-family lots, private roads, stormwater management, open space, perimeter buffers, and other related improvements. At their meeting of Thursday, October 13th, 22, the Planning and Zoning Commission approved the preliminary vision plan subject to 21 conditions of approval. Additionally, at their meeting of Wednesday, September 8th, 2023, the Commission granted final subdivision approval. Specifically, this request to amend condition I of the conditions of approval, which currently states amenities including a clubhouse, pool, tot lot, two pickleball courts, a park and kayak launch area shall be constructed and open to use by residents of this development on or before the issuance of 65th residential building permit. The final site plan contains details as to the size and location of these amenities. The requested amended condition would state amenities including a clubhouse, pool, tot lot, two ball courts, and a park shall be constructed and open to the residents of this development on or before the issuance of the 76th residential building permit. The final site plan shall contain details as to the size and location of these amenities. As of Monday, September 22nd, 2025, the county's DLDOT agreement dashboard and building permit track notes that no building permits have been issued for the subject development and that the lots are still 100% developer controlled, which is consistent with the subdivision's recent final approval. The kayak launch is stated to not be feasible due to environmental concerns and is being requested to be moved from the conditions. Additionally, the applicant requests amend condition M of the conditions of approval, which currently states construction, site work, and delivery shall only occur on the site between the hours of 7 a.m. through 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. Because this project is located along New Road, which is a major point of entry into the city of Lewis and is used by recreational boaters to access boat ramps, no Saturday or Sunday hours are permitted. A 24-inch by 36-inch notice sign confirming these hours in English and in Spanish shall be prominently displayed at the site entrance during construction. The requested condition would state, construction, site work, and deliveries shall occur on the site between the hours of 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 7 a.m. through 5 on Saturdays. No Sunday hours are permitted. 24-inch by 36-inch notice sign confirming hours in English and in Spanish shall be prominently displayed at the site entrance during construction. The request is to allow for Saturday working hours. The property is located on the northwest side of New Road, that's Sussex County Road 266. The tax parcel is District 335, Map 10, Parcel 6, and the zoning district is Agricultural Residential District, AR1.
So removing the kayak launch sounds completely reasonable given the circumstances that they've sold no lots. But I think what I heard, they're asking to extend the hours so that they're able to work by hours during weekdays, and also add Saturday hours when explicitly the condition said we didn't allow that, right?
Yes.
So in off season, that would make sense to let, but I'm not sure that it makes sense for, you know, summer.
Yes, and I will also note that the letter also requests that the restriction on Saturday work be to just Saturdays between Memorial Day and Labor Day weekends. That's the request.
Are we able to monitor that, constables?
No, ultimately, whatever condition your place is capable of being monitored, worst case scenario, we could require the measures we can put in place if there's continued floating of conditions of approval. In some extreme cases, we have to have the applicant place 24-hour security on their watch to make it complied with, but that's not the first step. So the answer is we can enforce put in place.
I guess I worded that incorrectly. Just would it be a night for the constable's office to try to...
No, is the answer, because if we encountered reports of errors working, there are mechanisms in place to police that don't require us to constantly.
Okay.
And I would just add to switching gears, the first one was change in the deadline for completing the amenities. That ends up complying with our code.
That's fine.
Yeah,
I don't have a problem with that part. I do have a little bit of an issue with back and changing the conditions of approval after we've already approved something, explained why we had it in place. Is everybody okay with the changes suggested?
I think I would be on board with it just for the off season because there is an advantage to get it done.
I agree.
Memorial to Labor.
Memorial Day, Labor Day.
Yep. Okay, so then I move that we approve the conditions of approval for 2021-31 Black Oak, formerly known as Glenwood.
A second.
Let's get the detail on the...
Yeah, I would say that you move that you amend the conditions, extending the deadline for completing the amenities to the 76 residential building permit and eliminating the kayak requirement and amending the condition M so that it states construction, site work, and deliveries shall only occur on the site between the hours of 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. on Saturdays from Labor Day to Memorial Day.
That is my motion.
No.
Say revise.
Yeah, Labor Day.
Yeah. So, I have a second.
Okay, the motion has been made and seconded to approve 2021-31 Black Oak, formerly known as Glenwood, as stated by Mr. Robertson. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Next item on our agenda is 2022-08, Estates at Walden, formerly known as Walden Third, request to amend conditions of approval.
On August 4th, 2025, the Department of Planning and Zoning received a request to amend conditions of approval for the Estates at Walden, formerly known as Walden Two Subdivision, a coastal area cluster subdivision consisting of 21 single-family lots, private roads, stormwater management, open space, perimeter buffers, an existing cemetery, and other related site improvements. At their meeting of Thursday, April 27th, 2023, the Planning and Zoning Commission approved the preliminary subdivision plan subject to 18 conditions of approval. Specifically, this request is to amend condition H of the conditions of approval, which currently states amenities proportionate with and appropriate for these 21 lots shall be installed within this site. A separate amenities plan shall be submitted to the commission describing the type, size, and location of these amenities. The applicant has stated that amenities throughout the entire Walden development, including the Walden development across Route 24 and Sloan Road, shall be accessible to these 21 lot owners. There was significant testimony from the residents within these other areas that these new lots would overburden the yet to be fully completed amenities within the larger Walden development. No building permit shall be issued until all shared amenities within the entire Walden development are completed. The amended condition would require there shall be no separate amenity for the 21 lot owners in the estates at Walden, and the amenity for the larger Walden development will not be accessible by the 21 lot owners within the estates at Walden. As of Monday, September 22nd, 2025, the county's DLDOT agreement dashboard and building permit tracker notes that no building permits have been issued for the subject development and that the lots are still 100% developer controlled, which is consistent with the subdivision's preliminary plan approval. Additionally, the department is in receipt of a letter from the president of the Walden Homeowners Association indicating support for the proposed condition amendment. The property is located on the northeast side of the intersection of Sloan Road at Sussex County Road 49 and John J. Williams Highway Route 24. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 17, Parcel 29. The zoning district is Agricultural Residential District and Medium Density Residential District.
So on this one, just for the benefit of the commissioners that weren't here at that time, I think Ms. Wingate probably was the only one when it came through. This actually may solve a litany of issues. There was concern that there wouldn't be amenities within this 21 lot area, and now the applicant has stated that they don't want to install amenities and given reasons why. But the flip side of that is that the applicant is the same developer for the developments across Sloan Road and across Route 24, and the amenities were going to be shared. There was objections to that from the homeowners in at least one of those developments, and there were also really part of the hearing was pretty robust discussion about safety of crossing Sloan Road and Route 24 to get to those amenities. So if they're not going to have the ability to use those amenities, that concern is mitigated as well. So this, as I said, this probably solves some issues out there.
I don't think I have any concerns about this one. Anyone have any?
No.
Okay. So I move that we approve the request to amend conditions of approval for 2022-08. Estates at Walden, formerly known as Walden 3, specifically H, there shall be no separate amenity for the 21 lot owners in the estates at Walden, and the amenity for the larger Walden development will not be accessible by the 21 owners in the estates at Walden.
Second.
Sorry. It's been moved and seconded to approve the request to amend conditions of approval for 2022-08 Estates at Walden, formerly known as Walden III. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Next item on our list is 2022-20 West Beach Preserve, formerly known as Marvel Subdivision. Final subdivision and landscape plan.
This is a final subdivision plan and landscape plan for West Beach Preserve, a coastal area cluster subdivision on a 40.182-acre parcel of land to consist of 44 single-family lots, private roads, sidewalks, open space, and other site improvements. The preliminary subdivision plan for the development was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, August 24, 2023, subject to 19 conditions of approval. The final subdivision plan and landscape plan comply with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes and all conditions of approval. The property is located on the southwest corner of Vines Creek Road, Route 26, and Brazier Road, Sussex County Road 345, in Dagsboro, Delaware. The tax parcel is District 134, Map 11, Parcel 27. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Was there a separate landscape plan on this?
It's not part of the main set. I can actually, yeah, it's the second.
Oh, one. Sorry. Okay. Thank you.
There it is. Yep.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Any questions? Concerns? All right. Madam Chair, I move that we approve the final subdivision and landscape plan for 2022-20 West Beach Preserve, formerly known as Marvel Subdivision.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve the final subdivision and landscape plan for 2022-20 West Beach Preserve. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. S24-30 Budget Mini Storage Expansion Revised Final Site Plan.
This is a revised final site plan for the budget mini storage expansion, proposing the addition of 54,075 square feet of commercial storage to the existing 14,400 square feet of commercial storage use existing on the site. The plan proposes 54,075 square feet of self-storage comprised of 23 structures, a 270 square foot office, 33 RV parking storage stalls, internal circulation roads, stormwater management, fencing, and ancillary improvements. The plan was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of October 23rd, 2024. The revisions to the previously approved final site plan include the addition of a storage building, a proposed storage building divided into two separate structures, and a reduction in the size of a third storage building, resulting in a decrease of the overall proposed commercial storage on the site from 54,600 square feet to 54,075 square feet, representing a decrease of 525 square feet of proposed expansion. Additionally, this revised plan includes a utility easement running through the site for maintenance and access to a water main with both the town of Greenwood and Sussex County denoted as beneficiaries of the easement. The property is located on the east side of Sussex Highway, Route 13 in Greenwood. The property is located within and complies with the provisions of the Combined Highway Corridor Overlay Zone, CHCOZ. The revised preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County zoning codes. The zoning is C2 medium commercial district. The tax parcels are District 530, Map 10, parcels 58.08 and 58.09, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Am I having any questions in regards to this? Thank you. Madam Chairman, I move that we approve the final subdivision slash final site plan for subdivision S-24-30 budget mini storage expansion.
Thank you. Motion has been made and seconded to approve the revised final site plan for S-24-30 budget mini storage expansion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The next item on our agenda is S-22-03 Steiner Road Industrial Park, revised final site plan.
This is a revised final site plan for the lands of Steiner Land LLC and Del Star LLC for the construction of concrete central mixing and proportioning plant and a building materials recycling and sorting facility. The plan received preliminary site plan approval at the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting of Thursday, August 11, 2022, and was stamped with final approval by staff on June 6, 2024. This proposed revision to the final site plan removes the concrete dome, 120 feet diameter and 96 foot height, and replaces it with three smaller cement silos, 16 foot diameter and 72 foot height, along a reconfigured internal concrete access driveway. The proposed projects on the two parcels share the same stormwater management facilities with an existing 50 foot wide perpetual cross access easement will serve as access for ingress egress for both parcels. The parcels are comprised of a total of 15 more or less acres and located on the east side of Steiner Road, Sussex County Road 320, approximately 1,060 feet south of Lewis Georgetown Highway, Route 9, with approximately 486 feet of frontage on Steiner Road. The tax parcels are District 135, Map 16, Parcel 23.05, and 23.06. The revised final site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The zoning is HI1, Heavy Industrial Zoning District. Staff are awaiting agency approval. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Am I having any questions regarding this?
Thank you.
Sure.
Okay, Madam Chair, I move that we approve the final subdivision slash final site plan for subdivision S-22-03 Steiner Road Industrial Park. Second.
With final by staff. Are you still waiting stuff, right? With final by staff?
With final by staff, yes.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve S-22-03 Steiner Road Industrial Park with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The next item on our agenda is S-25-50, the Life Incorporated revised final site plan.
This is a revised final site plan for the establishment of 28 proposed parking spaces and striping to delineate 21 existing parking spaces on a 2.60-acre parcel of land, of which the principal use of the property is a church, including an existing 7,928-square-foot Life Center metal warehouse building number one, consisting of 5,163 square feet, metal warehouse building number two, consisting of 5,422 square feet, four existing solar panel arrays, an ADA ramp, and other related features. Please note on the plans that the existing building shown on the southwest corner of the site is legally non-conforming. Aerial imagery notes that the building has been present in this area since as early as 1954, prior to the establishment of the Sussex County Code in 1970. The property consists of 2.60 acres and is located on the northeast corner of the intersection of Route 13, North Main Street, and Route 40, Redden Road in Bridgeville, Delaware. Staff note that the property is located within the Combined Highway Corridor Overlay Zone, CHCOZ, but that existing homes and businesses are exempt from those requirements. The revised final site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 131, Map 10, Parcel 89. The zoning is Heavy Commercial, C3 District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approvals be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Do you have any questions regarding this?
No, thank you.
Okay. I move that we approve the final site plan for subdivision S-25-50, the Light Center, in regards to staff approval.
A second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded to approve S-25-50, the Life Center, Inc., with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. Next item is S-25-17, Ventnor's Reserve. Ventnor's.
This is a preliminary site plan under the Sussex County Rental Program, SCRP, for a proposed 316-unit multifamily townhouse complex to consist of townhouse buildings, an amenity area, parking, landscape buffers, and other site improvements located on a 559.446 acres, more or less. The applicant has provided a request for relief from both the interconnectivity and grading plan requirements. The requests are included in the packet. The property is located on the west side of Janus Road, Sussex County Road 14B, north and west of Winery Way and Nassau Commons Boulevard, respectively. It should be further noted that the property is located within the Hinlopen Transportation Improvement District, TID, and shall be subject to the payment of any fees and road improvements as outlined by the Delaware Department of Transportation, DelDOT. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and the requirements of the Sussex County Rental Program. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 5, Parcel 153.02. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and C1, General Commercial District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals.
So just real quick on this one, since this is the first one that you all have seen, I think several of you. This is an application for a multifamily project under the county Sussex County Rental Program, SCRP, where if there are affordable housing units, as that's defined in Chapter 72 of our code, then it becomes a by right application of up to 12 units an acre. And there's guardrails of where it can occur within the code. And so what that means is for this to go forward and get final site plan approval, there also will be an agreement that's negotiated with the developer and approved by county council and recorded with the Sussex County Recorder of Deeds, confirming that the required affordable housing units stay that way, and there's lifetime monitoring of those units to make sure that the tenants qualify under the county's program for as long as this project's in existence. So there's a lot of oversight with regard to the qualifications of not only the project, but the folks that are living in there, so that it doesn't become a market rate project after they got the benefit of the SCRP approvals. One of the things that could occur is, again, it's 12 units to acre, per acre. Potentially that would be 714 units on this site. They've applied for 316, which results in about 5.31 units an acre. I do note that it's partly AR1 and partly C1. You could do up to 12 units an acre by right market rate in C1, you know, so that's available anyway there. There was a request for relief from interconnectivity. I don't know if you saw the reasons for that. One was because on one side it would interconnect to a borrow pit or an old borrow pit, and the other side an existing storage facility, so that doesn't work so well. But the grading plan requirement, that's not a request to not do grading. It's just not a, it's a request to not do grading as part of the preliminary and final site plans. They're still going to be required to do that as part of the construction plans that go through P&Z and county engineering. Just it works a little bit different when it's a multifamily site than it would for a subdivision. So that those two requests are, you know, not unusual in this situation.
Thank you for all of that information.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. Any other questions or concerns? All right. Madam Chair, I move that we approve the preliminary site plan for S25-17 Vintners Reserve with final by staff subject to receipt of all agency approvals. Yes, and contingent on.
I think it needs to come back to the commission for final, because we need to make sure that the SCRP agreements and everything are done. I don't know that the final needs to show the grading, because that's going to be done by county engineering with the construction plans. So
I was sort of presuming that the approvals that would be contingent would include SCRP.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so we will have it come back to the commission.
I think you should on something like
that. So I'll modify my motion then. Madam Chair, I move that we approve S25-17 Vintners Reserve Preliminary Site Plan, final to be reviewed by the Planning and Zoning Commission.
A second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve S25-17 Vintners Reserve. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Next item on our agenda is S25-43 JBM Petroleum Preliminary Site Plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for a business that performs off-site work for gas stations and other businesses that use petroleum. The site consists of an existing dwelling and existing pole building that will be used for the business. No new buildings are being proposed. The site is located on a 1.31-acre parcel of land lying on the northeast side of Clendaniel Pond Road, Sussex County Road 38 in Lincoln, Delaware. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. The zoning is agricultural residential, AR1 district. The tax parcel is District 230, Map 6, Parcel 20.02. Staff are awaiting agency approvals should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal. Staff are requesting that final approvals be made subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Everybody good on that? Any questions? Okay. I move that we grant preliminary site plan approval for S-25-43 JBM Petroleum regarding with staff approval.
A second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve S-25-43 JBM Petroleum with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. And moving on, next item on our agenda is S25-51 Lincoln Wawa Preliminary Site Plan.
This is a preliminary site plan and lot consolidation plan for the construction of a 6,372 square foot, more or less, one-story convenience store with six proposed fueling dispensers and one proposed gas canopy, landscaping and related parking to be located on a 3.28-acre parcel of land lying on the northeast corner of the intersection of Delaware US Route 113, DuPont Boulevard and Johnson Road, Sussex County Road 207 in Lincoln, Delaware. A formal request has been submitted to allow 10 proposed parking spaces to be located within the front and corner front yard setbacks. The property is located within and complies with the provisions of the Combined Highway Corridor Overlay Zone, CHCOZ. The preliminary site plan otherwise complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The zoning is General Commercial C1 District and Medium Commercial C2 District. The tax parcels are District 130, Map 6, Parcels 115, 116.01, 118, and 118.01, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approvals be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all required agency approvals.
Why do they need to build in the setback?
The parking in the setback?
So this is a site, if you look at it right now, it's fully developed and there's like no curbs and there's bins and things like that. I think the commission's looked at sort of these situations, on a case-by-case basis, but it's an improvement over what's there now sort of thing.
I don't really have a problem with in this location for...
It's unlikely we're going to see an expansion of any of the roadways right. In that area.
Correct. They've already accounted for all of that in the all design. Right. Yes.
Perfect. Sorry, I just want to be consistent with my other objections to the building and setback.
But it's important to look at each one separately based on the circumstances, right?
Okay. I move that we grant preliminary site plan approval for S-25-1 Lincoln Wawa with staff approval.
I second.
The motion has been made and seconded to approve S-25-51 Lincoln Wawa with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The next item on our agenda is S-25-55 Racetrack Business Center preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for Racetrack Business Center on the lands of Parcata Investments LLC for the construction of two 9,900 square foot structures to contain 3,400 square feet of retail space at the frontage of each building with 6,500 square feet of warehouse used to the rear of each structure for a total of 19,800 square feet of commercial space. The plan includes parking, 90 spaces, internal roads, stormwater management, and ancillary improvements. The parcel is comprised of a total of 5.03 more or less acres and on the east side of DuPont Boulevard, Route 113, approximately 500 feet south of Kruger Wood Branch Road, Sussex County Road 321 in Georgetown, Delaware. The property is located within and complies with the provisions of the Combined Highway Corridor Overlay Zone, CHCOZ. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 133, Map 2, Parcel 22. The zoning is C2, medium commercial zoning district. Staff are awaiting agency approval. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, will be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Questions? Yep. Madam Chair, I move that we approve a preliminary site plan for, let me begin. S-25-55 Racetrack Business Center with final approval by staff upon all agency approvals.
A second.
Okay, motion has been made and seconded to approve S-25-55 Racetrack Business Center preliminary site plan with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The next item on our agenda is S-25-57 Rehoboth Family Storage conditional use number 2469 preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the creation of a mini storage facility to consist of three storage buildings. Building number one consisting of 21,850 square feet. Building number two consisting of 58,300 square feet. And building number three consisting of 32,900 square feet for a total of 113,050 square feet of buildings, with building one also containing a 900 square foot office use, six proposed parking spaces to include one ADA accessible space, gated entrance, fencing, perimeter buffers, and other site improvements. Staff note that the site was the subject of a related conditional use application, conditional use number 2469, Rehoboth Family Storage LLC, to allow for a mini storage facility with offices to be located within an agricultural residential district. The Sussex County Council approved the application at their meeting of Tuesday, February 25th, 2025, through ordinance number 3074, subject to 15 conditions of approval. Staff further note that the project is located within the Henlopen Transportation Improvement District, TID, and shall be subject to the payment of any fees or related improvements as outlined by the Delaware Department of Transportation, DLDOT. The property is located on the west side of John J. Williams Highway, Route 24, and the east side of Robinsonville Road, Sussex County Road 277, approximately 0.95 mile northeast of the intersection of John J. Williams Highway, Route 24, and Robinsonville Road, Sussex County Road 277, in Lewis, Delaware. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. The zoning is Agricultural Residential District, AR1, and the tax parcels are District 234, Map 6, parcels 104, 104.02, 104.03, and 104.04. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals, therefore the plans are eligible for both preliminary and final approval.
Okay. Any questions about this one?
Thank you.
Okay. Madam Chair, I move that we approve the preliminary and final site plan for S25-57, Rehoboth Family Storage, conditional use 2469.
Second.
Okay, the motion has been made and seconded to approve the preliminary and as a final site plan for S25-57, Rehoboth Storage, Family Storage, conditional use number 2469. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Next item on our agenda is S25-14, Potnet Seaside Amenity Area Amenities Plan.
This is an amenities plan for the construction of a proposed 4,404 square foot, more or less, clubhouse, a 1,749 square foot, more or less, bathhouse and pool equipment building, a 6,879 square foot, more or less, in-ground swimming pool, a mailbox pavilion, a dog park, and other ancillary improvements. The existing swimming pool is to be removed. The property is located off of Yucca Drive and Beach Plum Row within the previously approved Potnet Seaside Manufactured Home Park in Millsboro. The amenities plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcels are District 234, Map 31, Parcel 4, and the zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plan is eligible for both preliminary and final approval.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the amenities plan for S25-14, Potnet Seaside Amenity Area.
I second that.
Final by staff?
Preliminary and final, please.
Oh, preliminary and final amenities plan, yes.
Thank you.
I second.
Okay, thank you. The motion has been made and seconded to approve the amenities plan as a final for S25-14 Potnet Seaside Amenity Area. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Next item on our agenda is Lands of David Epps, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 40-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of three lots plus the residual lands with access off a proposed 40-foot wide ingress egress access easement. The plan also includes a lot line adjustment. Proposed lot one will consist of 1.498 acres, more or less. Proposed lot two will consist of 1.654 acres, more or less. Proposed lot three will consist of 1.497 acres, more or less, and the residual lands will contain 3.690 acres, more or less. The lot line adjustment will add an additional 1.646 acres, more or less, to tax map number District 530, map 5, parcel 13.08, for a total of 4.509 acres, more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located on the west side of Woodward Road, Sussex County Road 612, approximately 0.83 mile northeast of Sussex Highway Route 13. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. tax parcels District 530, MAP 5, parcels 13.07 and 13.08. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals, therefore the plan is eligible for preliminary and final approval.
I move that we approve land of David Epps as a minor subdivision off of a 40-foot easement for the preliminary and final site plan.
I second the motion.
Thank you. It's been moved and seconded to approve lands of David Epps as a minor subdivision plan as a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Next item on our agenda is lands of Engel Way minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of two lots plus the residual lands with access off a proposed 30-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot one will consist of 1.005 acres more or less. Proposed lot two will consist of 1.005 acres more or less, and the residual lands will contain 23.11 acres more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located on the northwest side of Dodgetown Road, Sussex County Road 293, approximately 0.33 miles southwest of Harbison Road, Route 5. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. The tax parcel is District 235, MAP 30, parcel 103.09. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plan is eligible for preliminary and final approval.
Okay, any questions from anyone?
No, thank you.
All right, so Madam Chair, I move that we approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement for the lands of Engel Way as a preliminary and a final.
Second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve lands of Engel Way as a final for a minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Lands of Sidney A. Joseph, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of one lot plus the residual lands with access off of a proposed 50-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot A will consist of 1.911 acres more or less, and the residual lands will contain 2.087 acres more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located within the Henlopen Transportation Improvement District. The property is located on the south side of Conley's Chapel Road, Sussex County Road 280B, approximately 0.45 mile northwest of Robinsonville Road, Sussex County Road 277. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. The tax parcel is District 234, MAP 11, parcel 62.08. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that preliminary and final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Did you mention the shared use agreement? I'm sorry, I missed it.
Yes,
okay,
that's
thank
correct.
You. I was looking at this proposed entrance. It doesn't look like it goes very far into the lot A, but it does have access, so.
Okay, any questions or concerns?
No.
So I move that we approve the lands of Sidney A. Joseph minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement with final by staff subject to receipt of all approvals.
Got a second?
Second.
Thank you. It's been moved and seconded to approve lands of Sidney A. Joseph minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Next item on our list is lands of Holly Dawn Yoder minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of three lots plus the residual lands with access off a proposed 30-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot one will consist of 1.023 acres, more or less. Proposed lot two will consist of 1.005 acres, more or less. Proposed lot three will consist of 2.350 acres, more or less. and the residual lands will contain 9.401 acres, more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located on the north side of Hickman Road, Route 16, approximately 0.85 miles west of Blanchard Road, Road 34. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. Tax parcels are District 530, Map 3, Parcel 2.02. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that preliminary and final approval be made, subject to staff upon the receipts of all agency.
Questions, anybody?
No.
I move they approve the lands of Holly Dawn Yoder as a minor subdivision off of a 30-foot easement with preliminary and final by staff.
I second.
Okay, the motion's been made to approve lands of Holly Dawn Yoder minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Moving on to old business, the